do I figure out my client process? This is a really important question to ask, especially if you are early on in your business and you are setting up your systems or your ongoing process that you want to be consistent for people who are moving through their relationship with you. So there are some important things to consider as you figure out your process and as you refine it. So first of all, yes, you want to figure out the kind of journey that you want your leads and clients to have, but this is not set in stone. You can feel free to adjust this as needed as you work with people and you learn things and you see what works and what doesn't. And your business may shift over time to different services or products or things like that. So you may need to adjust this process many times throughout your business journey, and that's okay. But to get started, here are some things to consider. When someone first comes into your business, comes across you as a lead, what is the type of experience that you want them to have? And what is it that you want them to do? So, do you want them to download something like a PDF or something like that? Do you want them to watch a video? Do you want them to book a call with you? Do you want them to buy a low ticket offer? What is it that you are trying to accomplish when this person first comes across your business? So, what is the next stage of their journey with you that you are trying to move them towards? And it should be something that is eventually moving them towards buying something from you or working with you in some way. You're trying to convert them into some sort of client or customer. And then the next thing to consider is, what do you want the onboarding experience for clients to be? What do they need to do? What do they need to know? What do you need from them to start your relationship effectively? And then consider, what do you need so that there is a consistent process from that lead to that client every time? So I have clients who have people reaching out to them by email, signing up for something through their website, reaching out to them on Instagram, and every time a person reaches out to them in a different spot, they get a slightly different experience, or they might miss some steps of the process instead of getting a consistent experience no matter where they come into the relationship. So you want to make sure that whatever process you're setting up, you're able to keep it consistent across the board for everyone, because it means that everybody is going to get taken care of in the same way, and nobody is going to miss something crucial, something that they need to know or something that they need to do or something that might help convert them. So you want to make sure that it's something that you can replicate, or where you have a system set in place. So you know that if someone reaches out to you via Instagram, this is the link that you need to send them so that they're coming to your website just like everybody else. Or if someone reaches out by email, instead of manually scheduling a consultation with them, you either send them a booking link or direct them to a specific page on your website. So again, they're getting the same consistent experience. And if you can start with this foundation to your relationship with everyone and starting this consistency at the beginning of the journey, it's going to help you create more consistency down the line. So stay tuned, because I'm going to continue going over the rest of this process. This is only the first step on the journey. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you soon.